Hello, I'm Felicia Vereen, always known as Fee.
Hey, Fee, and I'm your girl, Sharita Three, better known as Red.
And we are Inspire Her, the Total Woman podcast all about uplifting you.
Yes.
Because friends, face it, you are awesome.
We'll be chatting up about topics we love to talk about, all the things we as women must juggle every day and the issues we complain about.
But who's listening? We'll chat about the struggle, the job, and about him. Mm. You know who we're talking about.
Girl.
That boo, husband, boyfriend, ex, whatever you're calling them today.
Mm.
Our lovely hellions, kids.
Oh, angels. But seriously, friends, life happens, and we don't always get a chance to talk about it. We take it on the chin, and we keep it moving.
Because that's what we were told to do.
Yep.
But here on Inspire Her, the Total Woman podcast with Red and Fee, we are the friends you love to hang out with. We are here to inspire her, the Total Woman.
Yes.
Well, hey,
Hey, happy
Girl, I see you on a month of Sundays.
I know. It's been a minute. Happy New Year. Happy Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. All that
good. Girl, you looking good in that Delta Red over there, though.
This is Greek month, it seems. Like every time I turn around, I'm one of the Greek.
This is Founders Week, and I need to see it. Happy Founders Day to our divine nine, our babies, our Alpha Kappa Alphas, our Delta Sigma Thetas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are having a Founders Week. I am super excited about this week. I just marched Monday, yesterday in the MLK parade.
Happy 100th birthday. 100th birthday today, yesterday.
Yes. Imagine if he was still here.
I know.
I wonder if things would be different. I really do. I wonder if he might have even become president.
It hasn't been anybody since him.
No, that really stepped up like him. No. Listen. Listeners, y'all, listen, come on in. We miss y'all too. I miss y'all. I've been posting like crazy, so I hope y'all been reading my posts because they were for you guys. We had to take a break. We needed to be with our families and love on our families, and we back to love on y'all now.
Yes, we are. Last week we had some inclement weather here. I mean, the weather's been crazy. It's funny because I would always say last year we didn't really have a winter, but this year it's like, hello, I'm here, I'm back. So yeah, just the storm from last week, and here we had a little snow. So yeah, so we nice and toasty warm at home.
Well, before we get started, I just want to say we've been telling y'all about this secret that we have, but I think we can tell it now.
I think we can too.
Listen, guys, you know, when you meet good people, you hold on to them, and that's just simple. One of our childhood friends from high school, he has a radio station, and he has invited us to be a part of it. So we are part of WTYJ. And listen, let me pull it up because I do not want to say the wrong thing.
Please don't.
I'm not trying to say the wrong thing. So listen. It is called, well, his FM station is called, let me pull it up. We are very, very happy. So you are going to be able to hear our podcast. It's called The Buzz of Natchez, 1240 AM. And we won't be live, but our podcast will be able to be heard on his AM radio station. So as soon as we get all of the details and everything, guys, we will let you know. We're trying to do some things. The next thing and I'm sure y'all have seen it because I posted it. We have a reality star in the making. Listen, guys, Raya and her husband and her brother-in-law are going to be a part of Meet the Threes. They're going to let into their life. We're going to be able to be nosy for a little while. Yeah. So they have some commercials out now with and I'm happy to say that I might know a reality star real soon.
Yes, you might, hopefully. So we have some big news coming about that too pretty soon. So yes.
We're doing some things, girl. I'm proud of you. I am proud of y'all. Very proud of y'all.
And the other thing I wanted to say that the radio station is they'll be able to listen online. I know it's
yes.
an app that, you know, they'll be able to listen online.
You will be able to download it's an app, The Buzz of Natchez, 1240 AM. And you will also be able to listen as well as some of our other outlets like Podbean, any of your podcasting apps, you will also be able to listen to us there as well. But the radio station is definitely a huge deal. They will have a much broader audience, and we'll be able to expand our podcast to other parts of the world because Natchez is on the other side.
And yeah, I heard of Mississippi.
Mississippi, baby. We're going to be on in Mississippi.
We're going to be on an M.I.
Y'all, we're being silly. We're just happy to be back. We're just happy to be back with y'all.
Yes, I'm back. I'm happy to say, hey, Rachel, she's one of my Praise Dance members. So we'll we'll be doing that pretty soon.
Wait a minute, are you Praise Dancer?
Yeah, I've been Praise Dancing.
I did not know that. I have not seen Praise Dancing.
We haven't done anything since the pandemic. But Easter Sunday is, we're called the WNB Praise Dancers, and that's from our former pastor, William Neslin Bland. You remember we had her on the show, Nikia Bland. That's her dad was our former pastor, and he passed away. So our Praise Dance team is named after him. So
show us some moves that y'all show us a little live performance.
So we should be performing on Easter. So we'll be working that and getting back into the youth ministry as well. So I'm just trying to get back into doing some of my church activities that I used to do prior to the pandemic. So I'm excited about that.
Well, that's good because we all, you know, listen, we all need to be giving back.
Yes, time, talent, and treasure.
And money. Don't forget about the money because the church can't run it out of our pockets.
Yes, 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 yes.
All right, so now we're talking about church, then we're going to get a little messy.
Yeah, so now that we've gotten through the church announcements,
we're going to get a little messy, y'all. Listen, I'm going to save this off the bat so nobody can put any messages on our post, on our lives, on Podbean. Allegedly. Everything we're talking about is allegedly, except for some of the things that you all have seen on television for yourself. So it's absolutely true. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So which one you want to start out with, Raya?
And you know what? It doesn't matter.
It's a lot out there, y'all. It's a lot. Yeah,
it is a whole lot. So let's talk about this Taraji P. Did you see The Color Purple?
Yes. And I don't know about y'all. Some people did not like it.
I loved it.
And that's okay. But I absolutely loved it because I love musicals. I saw it twice. I have seen it twice.
I've seen it. But the sad thing is all the drama behind the scene is overshadowing the darn movie.
And nobody knows if she's talking about this particular movie. But Taraji came out, and you know, she came out and she was very heartfelt. She came and listen, you guys, let us know what you're thinking about what we're talking about in the comments, and we'll read your comments. And listen, if you brave or bold enough and you want to come on with us, we'll welcome you to come on and talk to us about it. But she was bold enough to come out, and it was heartfelt. Some people thought she was faking it, you know. I don't think she was faking it. I think the tears were real. I just think she was tired. Mm-hmm. You know, she's tired. They're not being paid as much as their counterparts. And, you know, that's something that we've had to deal with all over the place. And even though we know some people say, what you say, some people say, oh, she's making millions and I don't want to hear her complaining. Well, she's just got a job that's paying more than yours.
Right. Yeah. Right. I think we've all felt undervalued and underpaid on our jobs sometimes.
Ma'am.
I can say as a therapist, shoot, I don't feel like I'm getting paid enough. You could say what you do, you don't feel like you're getting paid enough. And that's okay. That's how I feel. I know my value. I know my worth. And she's kind of saying the same thing. But she's gotten to the point. Did you hear her say a couple of times that she almost gave up?
Yeah.
Because she felt like she wasn't. She put in the hard work, the studying, the reading her lines. Probably. You know, it takes a lot of time to act. And it's not like us. We could just show up on a job. They have to prepare, you know, for it.
And did you see in the movie, she made you feel that in some movies you go to and you're like, I ain't quite feel that.
Mm-hmm.
But she made you feel like she was that person. When you're in a movie, you're supposed to take me on an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Make me feel it. And she did. She embodied that role. She was Shug Avery.
She was definitely. And
as the original.
Yeah, and then she had to learn her lines, learn the songs, sing the songs. That's a lot.
I didn't know she could sing like that, but
you read her book. She does talk about she used to sing back in the day. She has a really good book that I've been reading too. I think it's called Round the Way Girl or something like that. You know, she's from DC.
Mm-hmm, right out of DC. And you know what? I'm not mad at her for speaking up because somebody has to do it at some point. You know, we just celebrated Martin Luther King. If Martin Luther King didn't do it, who would have?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to speak up. Somebody has to bring it to the forefront. And who knows? People may start paying actors, actresses, brown girls that look like us more in the future.
Yeah.
She might not get it, but maybe she spoke up for
the next rest
coming behind the next generation.
Yeah. I kind of, you know, and they always say, well, Monique said the same thing. Sometimes it's the messenger. And because Monique is brash and, you know, people really, she's not as likable as a Taraji, the message got lost in the messenger. How you guys think about that in the comments? Like with the Monique situation and how she took this, I felt like she took this opportunity to bash Oprah and to get back at Oprah again, which we don't know if it was Oprah. From what Taraji's saying is when she told Oprah and she let Oprah know what's going on, Oprah fixed the problem immediately. But people are taking this opportunity to drag poor Oprah. She probably said, what the hell I got to do with it? I'm a producer, but I ain't bringing in the money. You got to ask Warner Brothers or the other producers on there. But they the trailers were subpar. They didn't have any food. They got rental cars. They had to drive themselves to work. You know,
I allegedly, listen, don't sue me. I'm telling you what I think. Do I think it was Oprah? Yeah.
You think?
Do I think it was Tyler Perry? Yeah. But my thing is. And I appreciate what Taraji said, but my thing is also know what you're going into.
Mm.
You know you're not getting paid as much, but is Tyler Perry and Oprah Winfrey's production company, what are they getting paid?
That's true too. But you know, I hear like Oprah started out, but this is what's been said. Oprah started out as being pro-black and all about the black women. Now she caters to middle-aged white women.
So, but doesn't that happen though? Once you get there and you in there with the Illuminati, I mean, once you in there.
Okay.
Y'all didn't hear that. But with the people that's sitting around the table, that's making things happen, and you know,
the puppet masters. Yeah,
puppet masters. In order for you to survive, somebody tells you got to do this. This is what I love to ask people. Are you going to be the person to stand up for brown people?
Give up
a little bit of your money. Are you going to be the person to stand up for brown people?
No, because that's going to cut into my money. And that's going to cut into my opportunities. That's going to cut into how people calling me. No, I got my family to feed. I got stuff I need to do. So a lot of people think that way.
So yeah. And they say it, the message was lost.
It was definitely lost. And
because you didn't come in being, you know, brash. She came in and you felt her heart. The woman was crying. She looked hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Monique looked like she was ready to fight.
She did all that huffing and puffing, and that network was trash. That network special was trash. You couldn't get past all the cussing. It was just so much cussing, so much stuff. I'm like, yeah, she got a special.
When that stuff happens, what you do? Change the channel. I don't want to see this.
Mm-mm.
We got to learn, and we get angry, right? But the one thing that I have learned the older I got is that people listen to me if I come to them and I say, granted, everybody don't have to do this, but we know what it is. When you know what it is, you have to learn how to maneuver. When I come to you and I say, Red, Sherita, I got a problem. I just need some help. Can you help me through this? Can you help me understand why this is the way it is?
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna accept that versus me saying, girl, I need to talk to you because this ain't right. Mm-hmm. We need to talk because I'm about to pop off.
You know, they say you get more with honey than you do with
right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just how you come about.
That's right. But, and I hate that it, you know, it's real. Monique experienced it. Should we have listened? Yeah. I mean, sometimes you gotta break through that to see that a person is really hurt.
Right.
But now that Taraji said it, you know, then we got old girl getting off the airplane, like you said.
Biblical Fox, yeah. It's like, yeah, I support the sister, but I ain't had that problem. Like, You ain't no Taraji, but we didn't ask you that. So if you it was like it was no empathy for her, like no kind of understanding. Cause I don't have them type problems, you know.
I had them problems, girl.
I can't.
Because you ain't Tubi. You ain't making that. You not.
Right.
I feel like if like for instance, if you are at this level, and I've always been at this level, I don't know what to expect. I don't know if I'm not making enough money or not. It's only when I sit down and have a conversation with you that I learn, you making what?
Mm-hmm.
But if I know I'm not making those kinds of movies, I'm not going to expect that kind of money. So,
The Fox still whining about she's still in love with 50 Cent. So, what do you expect?
I ain't say that, Vivica.
I'm telling you, she just on her upcoming Unsung. She's still talking about how she was still in love with 50 Cent or he was the love of her life. Like, so what do you expect? You can't get over this man.
Sometimes you can't let go of that love of your life, that one who rocked your world. Stop playing. I mean, you know, I get it. It's a rock girl world.
But anyway, yeah.
I digress.
She could have said something differently. And I think Gabrielle came out and said something about what she said, you know. But yeah, you know, that would be the first thing people say. Well, you're not Taraji. Taraji had to work to get to that point. I think what took Taraji.
Baby girl, shoot. Baby boy.
Baby boy, but that wasn't really her breakout where she, baby boy was more for us. What Baby really got her out there was that Benjamin Button that she played with Brad Pitt. But she was like, she only got $150,000 for that, and he got like...
It's absolutely crazy.
But yeah, an award-winning movie she in, playing this character. Yeah. Vivica was definitely wrong.
She was wrong.
I'm coming to you, and I'm, you know, you hear me... Felicia, I'm having a hard time finding a man. Oh, well, I feel for you, but I don't have them type of problems. Like, you know, that's kind of like what she said. I don't have them type of problems. Like, no empathy or anything for her. But
the problem with us, and I'm going to say with us, not all of us, because some of us can show empathy even though we're not going through that issue. It's not a lot of us there, so you know, we all fighting, they all fighting for some of the same roles.
And the other thing is, she said she had to fire her whole team. Like, I was going to say, who's advocating? Because 50 Cent was saying that he advocated for Mary J to get her what she wanted for Power. So Mary J is getting paid good money. He got stars to pay her good money. But she had to fire her whole team. So if you're not pushing, you're not getting any more roles. I think she said the Cookie Lions was the last role she had. And that's the last thing that you want to get is like typecast in a role that like
very,
that.
Very, very true. I'm sorry, guys. My light cut off for some reason. Go ahead.
So that's the last thing that you want to do is like get typecast and be in this type of role. But she said the roles weren't coming. You know, she's an A-list celebrity, but the roles weren't coming in. She's like, let me fire my whole team and, you know, start over, start fresh. And then she started getting a little bit more roles.
I don't know what just happened to my light. It's going to have to be in the dark for a minute.
But let's hopefully we'll get to see Taraji on one of these Power shows.
I hope so, because she deserves it. She
absolutely
definitely deserves it.
Right. And so, like, you and I were talking before we came on, like, Kevin Hart got about 10 jobs, Steve Harvey got about 10 jobs, Nick Cannon had about 10 jobs. Like, it's easier for the men, the African-American men, to get jobs and roles, but not the women.
But I also think, this is just my opinion, it's a little sellout going on there. I'm sorry. It's a little sellout going on there.
Did Nick Cannon wear a dress or have a female voice? I'm just kidding.
Nick Cannon wear a dress on his own. Nick Cannon had on skirts.
Well, yeah, that might be a kilt.
That's just what he wear.
Yeah.
That's just what he wear. It's, I mean, you know, listen.
You get into the selling out part. See, you think Steve Harvey is sell out? Do y'all think Steve Harvey is a sellout?
Tell us what y'all think, because
you think Kevin Hart is a sellout. And when you say sellout, what do you mean? Can I do anything to get this fame?
I mean, you will, and I'm not saying that some of them don't deserve it, but Steve Harvey got like, and I'm making this up. Steve Harvey got like 7 shows at one time. Come on now. I mean, give somebody else.
Be a judge. Be a judge.
Give somebody else a chance.
Radio show. Yeah.
All right.
But they like who they like. I guess they like who they like, though.
Give somebody
else. He got a hell of an agent that's out there advocating for him to get him these roles.
I'm sorry, guys. I was moving around, but for some reason, I think my light overheated and it went out. But yeah, listen, I am happy for any of our men or women that are doing what they need to do, that are in Hollywood making that money. I'm happy for all of them. But sometimes I don't understand. Steve Harvey's just not that funny to me. So how is he chosen for all of these roles?
Does he have to be funny or does he have to be likable? Because you can be likable and not be funny.
If you're a comedian, you should be funny.
But he ain't been on stage recently. He's not, he hasn't done anything.
I don't know. But anyway. Even when he was on stage.
Mm-mm. Well, Cat Williams added another show here in Richmond. After that conversation.
You going into Cat right now, or we gonna do Cat last?
It's up to you.
I think we need to do Cat last. I think.
All right. So I wanted you guys ask you guys a question about Halle Bailey, you know, the Beyonce's protege, her and her sister Chloe. So I don't know if you guys know that it was a big stink maybe last year. They were asking her if she was pregnant. I think she showed up and looked like she had a baby bump or something. And so she denied it. Her sister denied it. They all over denying it. Mind you, this is the same young lady that is the Little Mermaid and in Disney and all this kind of stuff. So she is unmarried. But, you know, this whole pregnancy allegation. But come to find out, they just announced that she, in fact, did have a baby with her boyfriend, DDG. I think he's some big internet sensation or a big internet influencer or something. So why do you guys think that she chose to keep her pregnancy a secret? And did she have to do that? Keep her pregnancy a secret?
We don't have the same opportunities as other people. We've seen others get pregnant, have drug issues, they still get movies, they still, you know, unless they just lose it all the way and just, you know, can't function, they still are able to work in Hollywood. Sometimes I think we got to walk the straight and narrow. We can't make any mistakes. Mm-hmm. And I think she probably thought that.
And if those who have young daughters, like if you found out that the Little Mermaid was pregnant, you know, and your daughters say that and knowing that she's not married, is that something that, you know, how would you guys feel?
But your daughter is not trying to be like her. They want the Little Mermaid. And you know, little kids, they don't know to take the character, the person out of the character. Mm-hmm. You know, but you should. I don't know that I would have had a problem. No, do I want someone to be married before they have their child? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But I can't say anything against her because I wasn't married before I had my child. And a lot of us were not.
It could have been her PR. Mm-hmm. It could have been her PR. It could have been that the Disney, you need to not disclose this because we don't want this to taint. You know, maybe she was scared and didn't know how to react at first. Yes.
There's all sorts of reasons why she probably did not. You know, and the crazy thing is, imagine if we had known back then how much people would have said.
Yeah,
everything they're saying now. And she would have been going through her pregnancy at that time.
And that's exactly what she said. She did not want to be stressed out and what people going to think, what people going to say and that kind of stuff. And when you like a certain frame, you can hide that baby bump for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. Cause she was in, she was actually Young's Nettie. She was Young Nettie in The Color Purple.
Oh, she was. She definitely
that was her.
But you know, the thing is that she shouldn't have had to feel that way. But she did, and that's her business. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that I know, mm-hmm. when you get into that world in Hollywood, reality,
mm-hmm.
are you ready for that? People gonna get in your business.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna get in your business. They gonna make up stuff. They gonna call you. They gonna put you in that position with who they think you are, and you may not even be that person.
That's true.
They haven't met you, don't know you a day in your life, but based on the character you play,
mm-hmm. that's true. So we support Haley and, you know, her decision, and glad she had a healthy baby boy.
Exactly.
I think it's a boy. Okay, so then there was this thing that with this whole Christian Keys thing, and they're thinking, oh, well, did he get paid off? Because he definitely didn't say anything, and we ain't heard nothing else about it. So was he paid off?
Well, my thing with Christian, which I was surprised when he started it, is Christian is a producer, and he got his own show out now. So be careful, young soldier. I mean, you know, unless you one of those people, like I said in the beginning, who ready to stand up
mm-hmm.
and speak for yourself and deal with all the repercussions.
Right.
Did somebody pay him off? I can see it. Mm-hmm. I mean, because based on who he described, there were some prominent men in Hollywood that probably still want to be prominent men in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. And then just to make a big stink like that for weeks, and then there's no follow-up. It's almost like you dropped a bomb on everybody and then did no follow-up. So that's why people was like, did he get paid off?
Or maybe he waiting and then bam, a movie gonna come out.
Mm-hmm. That seemed to be
get
a whole bunch of controversy going on, and you know, and then hey, my new show, or hey, I'm on tour then. Hey, I'm about
big interview coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's gonna be on Club Shay Shay.
Yeah, right.
I don't know, but it's crazy because we're laughing at this, but all of this stuff came out in the same time frame, mm-hmm. bam, 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 bam. You know, and it's all about us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's every time you turn around, there's something, where we at a lot of times. Yeah, every time you turn around, there's one bomb being dropped after the other.
But the bomb that is continuously being dropped is P. Diddy.
Oh, yeah. But did you hear that he said that he turned down the Grammys?
You told me that. But 50 Cent keeps saying he gonna put this Surviving P. Diddy movie out.
Yes.
I don't know. He's got so much going on that it's like, I don't know how he could still be relevant.
Yeah, and it's almost like, when you're doing your dirt, you don't think it's gonna come to light. You miss
R. Kelly.
Yeah, like all this, people get power hungry and they do all kinds of stuff, and you know, back in the day, and it's just coming back on every time you turn around and somebody added to it.
But my thing is, R. Kelly had to go to jail for his, even though he had little girls. You still, some of these men are saying they were raped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I think Diddy got a little bit more money than R. Kelly had at the time, as far as the fight lawyers and friends. But do you think people distancing themselves, like Jay-Z and other people, are they distancing themselves from?
But my thing is, you distancing yourself, and you were a part of it too. The Illuminati, I mean, those people that sit around the table.
I don't know about them. Don't come after me. Last time you said something about that, your light went out or something. Your internet went out. I ain't
saying my internet went out the last time I said it. I'm like, oh my God. Listen, it is what it is. I mean, with all the stuff that's coming out right now, like, it's only a few key players that they're continuously talking about. If I was Jay-Z, I would
distance myself.
I don't want nobody to bring up what I got going on.
Nope. I would definitely be distancing myself too.
And you see, old girl, stop dealing with him.
Who, Young Miami?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess she got all she's
all over him before. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that, but it's so much stuff that people are backing up with proof. Mm. That is, what are y'all gonna do about it? You saw what's the little boy that his last name is it Brown?
Orlando Brown.
No, and he was like that. He gave me that whoosh gosh whoosh gosh. It's like, oh my God, this boy on drugs. You ain't seen that when he was explaining. They was asking him about P. Diddy, and he got into this moment where he felt like he was having this memory, and he was like, ooh, licking his lips and closing his eyes, and he was like, ooh, he gave me that oosh gosh oosh. He was just remembering something.
Wow.
I think he was under the influence, but he was having a memory of P. Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it. He was licking his lips and all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, wow. So that's what's really going on behind the scenes. When he got his beard, his women that are he had behind, that's what's going on behind the scenes.
But my thing is, we in 2024. If you are bisexual, why can't you just say that? What is wrong? I mean, that's what you decide to do. I mean, it is what it is. I think people try so hard to fight off this secret or live in this secret.
That's not the character that he played. He just P. Diddy. You know, he the man.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is alleged, guys. It's all alleged.
Well, anybody, I always thought he had a little sugar in his tank, so.
Well, he used to hang out in Norfolk State a lot, so, I mean, you know, he always was around a bunch of dudes.
His entourage.
You know, Howard, all that. It was always a bunch of male counterparts there.
Well, you got a little money and a little power. It's easy to control people. Why are people so controlled by money and power? Like,
there's things that I'm not going to do. I mean, if you come to me with $1 million and it's something that I'm like, I'm not going to take your $1 million if you want to do all kinds of crazy stuff to me. I'm good. I'm good. I want to believe that the person that I am or have been, I cherish myself more than you're gonna offer me. I'm gonna believe that. I believe that.
I agree 100%.
If you stand in that, some people, I've never been in Hollywood, so I can't speak for what happens when you get that opportunity. That movie, somebody see you, then you get to go to next level. You gotta do whatever. I've never experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to believe that I wouldn't. I love myself too much.
Well, it's your morals and your value. They, right. You know, and it's not based on money and power. So that I know it could be addictive and stuff, but
their situation also had to do with drugs and stuff, so you know, once you're under that influence, who knows what those drugs they were giving out, like who knows what you would do.
That's true. That's true.
Let's say it. It's very sad. And our young people, they need to have mentors and stuff to help them understand. Listen, people going to offer you this, this, that, and the other. Don't sell your soul. Don't sell your soul.
Not at all. You know what?
To be the sweetest looking little something. And now,
who, Orlando Brown?
No, Chris Brown. I said yes. Chris. He was the sweetest little something. And now I look at him, he's come into himself, but he went through that bad boy phase. Mm-hmm. And it's like, did you really have to go through that? I don't know. Mm. Maybe so. Maybe he had to prove himself, but sometimes I think people lose themselves.
Yes, they do. And I think that plays a part in the foundation and being grounded in your support system, your upbringing too. I know that plays a part in it too, and your faith. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I would just hope that in order to be that star that you want to be, you don't have to sell your soul to the devil.
Well, Cat Williams didn't.
Okay, so we're gonna talk about Cat.
He says,
listen, for those of y'all who are listening to us, did you hear the Cat Williams interview? Just put a yes in the comments, because we want to know who listened. If you didn't listen, you're not going to know what we're talking about. But Cat Williams came to Club Shay Shay and bared his entire soul.
Yes, 2.5 hours, 3 hours almost. I'm like,
Hold it all. Talked about almost every comment out there right
yes.
now.
Yes. The only people that I think he had positive things to say about were Bernie and D.L. Hughley.
Bernie was funny.
Yes.
Bernie was funny.
He was definitely the king.
I mean, Bernie was one of those people like your uncle who would just crack on people. It just came natural.
Mm-hmm.
Just cracking on you. You know? But that's why I say, like he says, say it did the soul somebody joke.
And then
they were saying, oh, he didn't, but they went out and found the proof.
Oh, he did. So
he made this stuff up.
Okay, yeah, it was good. I just made it my own. The comedians tell jokes all the time.
But then they go out there and get paid and get movies and more money than you making.
Mm-hmm.
But that, you know, they said, go ahead.
Now, I was just saying this whole thing about, he was talking about wearing the dress and, you know, Martin tried to get him to wear the dress and Big Mama's house too. And he was like, no, I'll get Brandon T. Jackson kind of thing. And he was like, after he did it, it just kind of ruined his career.
I think Cat stood his ground, like I said. You know, Cat done been through some things too, but he stood his ground. And I mean, was he telling his truth and trying to sell this show that's coming around? Absolutely.
Well, did he talk about why the kids beat him up in the alley?
I don't remember him talking about why the kids beat him up in the alley.
That's what I want to know. What you doing in the alley and them kids kicking your tail?
Did he talk about that? I can't remember. But he had the right host.
Won't he date Hazel E at one point too?
Yeah, he was. But he, you know, the stuff that he said was believable. And believe it or not, he got some people that come out and say that Cat is damn near a genius. Like, he is very, very smart. They've said it. If you sat down and talked to him, he is very, very smart. People don't believe that. But
I doubt it.
I can believe it. That man was talking off the cuff. Just like.
Yeah, I don't believe everything that he said. I think it was definitely some embellishments going on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, probably was. This man trying to sell a whole tour.
Well, he added the whole new show in Richmond. The first one was sold out. Yep.
Right,
Yeah.
because he done
That's
did
good.
this interview. Who doesn't want to see Cat Williams right now? Genius. This man is a genius.
What is that? Every time, but it's almost like you can't tell your story because they equate it to, oh, she must got an album coming up, or they must got this going on, or they trying to sell these tickets, so they got to drum up some controversy or to get their name out there to kind of sell this stuff.
Might be true.
Could be some truth to
Might be true, and it's working.
it. Publicity is publicity, whether negative or positive, it's
Negative
publicity.
or positive, publicity is publicity. Because now I'm gonna go figure out what you was talking about Hallie.
You know what? I hate to see Teyana Taylor and Iman going through that messy divorce they're going through. I love them as a couple.
I did too, and I never saw that coming.
Well, when you were, they say it had a lot to do with, maybe inviting other women into the bedrooms and stuff, but I don't know.
Candy Burris and her husband seem to not have a problem with it.
That we know of. Some, it depends on if I'm doing it for you or if I'm doing it for me or for us. Because if I'm doing it just because he wants it and I ain't really down with it, but I'm doing it because he wants it, I can see it leading to an issue. But if I'm into it and too, and I invite that, then I think it will be less of issues in the long run.
Well, why get married? Why get married if you want to invite other people into your bedroom? That makes absolutely no sense to me. Stay single, date, and if that's what you want to do, I don't condone it. It's not a part of what I do.
No, me
But
either.
it don't make any sense to get married and then invite other people into your bedroom. You asking for
You're
problems.
definitely asking for
You open
problems.
the door and say, hey, come on in and mess up my marriage.
I agree. I agree. But people do it all the time.
Not satisfied with just me. Right? I ain't enough.
Happens.
And then when you do that, and let's say he go off somewhere, or he basketball players, Hollywood star, rapper, and they go off on tour and go on set and do what they got to do. They ain't calling you to come see them. You can't satisfy them. They got side piece number two, and then you mad because you don't know about her. It's okay if I know about her.
Right.
Bad for Robin or the Housewives.
A
I mean,
Potomac, yeah.
Potomac. Like, your husband going out there and cheating, and you still trying to take up for this man.
Yeah, she just looks so sad and just, trying to stick up for him. I
Know?
get Too, but it is what it is. You're just coming off as like not being genuine. Like he tells you this woman is left lost wallet or something. You go to the hotel to pay for a room for her.
I don't know. God bless them, because I don't know too many men that's gonna do that. I lost my wallet. I can't pay for my 200, my $400 hotel room, $600, whatever it is. Oh, I got it for you. I'm just kind, out the kindness of my heart, I'm gonna get it for you. Now, if you in line and you something going on with your card, you can't buy your groceries at $240. I got it.
Right.
Bless my heart. I'm doing my deed for the day. But paying for your hotel room? Who believe in that?
Right. And why are you calling my husband to pay for your hotel room? Well, but his story was she went to see another Baltimore Ravens or another football player, whatever. That's who she was supposed to be with. So why he ain't paid for
Maybe he was paying for, I don't know. I can't make this stuff up. I can't make this stuff up. Maybe if I lived in that world, I'd be able to make up something good. You got Robin on the curb crying.
You know, as much as she was in everybody else's marriage, Candace and everybody else, you know they were going to let her have it.
Amen.
So everybody get a turn.
It's reality, baby. Deal with it. You chose this life. You wanted people to be in your life. Now, some of that stuff is scripted. We all know that. Yeah. We want you to bring out the drama. Bring out the drama. But when her husband get on and he be saying his little stuff behind the scenes or be on the phone with her, that stuff is real. He don't want no parts of it.
He don't.
Keep bringing him in. Saying, call him up. He ain't got to be on camera. Call him up.
When he get up, make her look like a fool every time.
Hang up on her.
Yes.
Call her. He don't care what those women think. Mm-hmm. Don't call him with that mess.
He just seems so detached. It's like they just, yeah.
And she keep, I think she need the money.
I don't know. She got some things going on. I think it's ego now. I think it's more so the ego and the pride now to stay.
What she got going on? Hats?
She got the hat. She got a restaurant. I think she does.
She got a restaurant? I didn't know that.
She's doing something. I don't know if it's a restaurant, but it's something that she
was saying. Lost his job.
Mm-hmm. I think he's working now, but
he lost his job for a minute. She couldn't let that reality show go.
She needed the money.
She needed that money. She got boys. She got to take care of them. They probably in all kinds of stuff.
Just bought that house. They have a beautiful home up there, too. So
exactly. She ain't stupid.
And what would Giselle do? What would Jizzy do without Robin?
Giselle got her a young boy. Young buck. That's what she doing. But listen, y'all, we got on here today. We came back. We said, you know, we wanted to talk about this Hollywood stuff, which we're being serious, but we like to have fun with it as well. We don't want our brown men and women, black men and women, to be in Hollywood having to suffer for their dream, you know? We don't want to suffer for our dreams. We deal with the same thing that they deal with on a lower scale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not making millions, you know, but we deal with some of the same stuff. So the stuff is not unrealistic that they're going through. We deal with the same, especially as black women. Mm-hmm. I'm not counting our black men, but as black women, sometimes, and I can say it here in the South, you know, today I was very caught off guard. I was leaving a specific place and there were two men, Caucasian men, walking right up to me. I can say they weren't paying attention to me, but they saw me and I spoke. Neither one of them said a word. You know, that still happens here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's sad. But it's something that we have to deal with. And imagine what they have to deal with. They got to sell themselves. We get a job, we can go in and work, make money. They got to sell themselves for every opportunity.
Humble themselves.
And God forbid if you are a nice looking, shapely woman and you're trying to be on a movie with a cruddy person, man or woman nowadays, and they may expect you to do something a little extra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I know everybody loves money, but don't sell yourself short for that money, because in the end you're gonna have to sit back and think about what you did.
Absolutely.
So just have a little bit more self-respect, you know.
Yep.
So anyway, that's what we wanted to talk about today. And in this new year, we're going to continue to have fun with our podcast, but we're also going to bring on some people that's going to talk to us about how to step up in this world. You know, some things that we have experienced, bring some professionals on to talk about finances, health. Mm-hmm. One thing that I want to bring somebody on to talk about, and I don't mind saying it, I'm 51 years old now. I'm going through some stuff nobody told me about. So I want to bring on, if anybody knows anybody that's willing to come on, I want to bring on a female doctor that can tell, because our listeners are between the ages of 35 and 55. That's what our numbers say. And our 35-year-olds need to know what to expect. Because one day you're going to get hit and you're going to be like, oh my God, am I dying? What is going on? Oh, Jesus, somebody help me. That's how I was. I'm like, oh my God, I went to the doctor. The doctor said, Felicia, you are experiencing a hot flash. I said, what? Is that what this feels like? It felt like heat was coming from my toes and just taking over my body. I mean, I was sweating like I was in 103 degree weather out here in Savannah in August.
Yeah.
What was going on? My mom ain't telling me about this.
Yeah, I get them a few times a day too. And my mom didn't go through it because she had the brain surgery. So she didn't, her brain didn't go through the menopause. But Lord Jesus.
Somebody would turn my brain off. I don't get them as much now. Well, I still get the little hot flashes, but I went through night sweats. I don't get that mm-hmm. now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, ladies, have you experienced a night sweat?
My husband
got the fan in the middle of the night.
He claimed he stayed sick because I got the fan on all night.
I have to have the fan on. And then, oh my God, when I kick that foot out, when I take that foot out them covers, oh boy, my dog
hot cold. Hot cold up at 3 o'clock in the morning looking crazy.
Girl, I don't even need an alarm no more. My body just automatically wake up. I'm like, listen, so we're gonna find somebody that can come on and tell us about that. And listen, you know, if you're not experiencing it, God bless you, but we want to talk about this thing because we don't talk about it. We don't talk about it. Our generation is talking about it, but we ain't talking about it until it hit us. We don't know. I didn't know
that type of the brown reel you sent us. I'm like, yes, 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 and include the brain fog, the memory, the joint pain, all that stuff is hard.
When I went through the brain, this is why, guys, let me show you something.
Yeah.
This is why I have to have this. See this? It's called a planner. And I have to write, I remember quite a bit, but I have to write everything down. Because if I got too many things going on, I will forget. Especially when my daughter was here. And I had her calendar and my calendar and Inspire Her calendar and Winsong Financial calendar, my church calendar and my fun calendar. People were saying, and I had my Jack and Jill calendar, my Delta calendar. I'm like, I can't remember all this stuff.
Yes.
I can't. And the brain fog hit, and that is real. Brain fog is real.
Stuff that you could run off. I'm like, what is this? Who is that person? What's the name of that book? So I can't remember nothing. Yeah. That brain fog.
It's real. And we need to, because it is medicine out there. I choose not to take it. I'm doing mine the natural way, and it is helping me. I no longer have night sweats. So I want to get a doctor on, and I want to get a nutritionist. Actually, we're going to have a nutritionist on the 26th, I believe she signed up. We're going to have a nutritionist on. She's going to tell us about the benefits of juicing and all the different vegetables that we need for brain function, for muscles, for weight loss, for, you know, bodily functions, all kinds of things. And that might help us come off of some of this medicine for blood pressure, because, you know, the God-given medicine is vegetables and fruits. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And herbs and stuff.
Sea moss and
sea moss. Even though people don't like it. Mm-hmm. People don't like it.
Sea moss.
Sea moss is a huge benefit, but you gotta know how to accept it. It doesn't taste all that great. I have a nutritionist, she made mine kind of taste like applesauce a little bit. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna try to bring some benefit to you all's life, dealing with some, you know, we bring in some things that we're dealing with. Red and I are not afraid to tell y'all what we're going through. We just done told y'all our whole story. We're dealing with it. We are dealing with it. So we're going to be real with you guys. And we're going to just talk about some real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And deal with it as it comes. And like we said, if you guys have topics that you want us to talk about, if it's something you're hearing, something that's going on in real life, something that you're dealing with, let us know. Send us a message. And we'll do the research and we'll bring it online. And if you're willing to talk about it, you let us know if you want to be a guest. We would love to have you.
Right. So the last thing, Fee, and that was good stuff before we go, and whoever wants to answer, I asked, like, what is one thing you're going to do more of this year and one thing you're going to do less of this year?
Eating.
More or less?
Less eating the wrong things that I'm not supposed to eat.
And what are you going to do more of?
Living life. I am going to do more living life. I will tell you this. So next weekend, I was thinking about coming to Richmond because my church that I went to before I left is having its 25th anniversary. And then I said, but it's going to take 8 hours for me to get there and come back. And that's just too much. I'm going to stop doing that. I'm just going to go because there are experiences that I want to have. Like, for instance, I changed my mind in March. I'm going to come to Richmond twice. One for your event and one my lines.
More completing projects. More completing projects than I start and less making excuses. That's a good deal, Rachel. I like that. You on, Fee? I like that. So I think it's important for us to kind of like, what are we going to do? And, you know, it's different than making resolutions and stuff. So, and it's not as concrete. We get into, okay, we're going to do this or we're going to do that. You good?
I'm back. I'm not going to talk about this Illuminati no more.
I told you. I ain't saying nothing. Every time you
get talking about, I'm not talking about that no more, guys.
The mic done gone out, the internet, yeah.
Mm-mm. Every time, last time my internet went out, this time my light went off, this time my computer just went off for no reason at all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, one thing that I am going to do is eat less and just enjoy life more.
I like that.
Enjoy life more.
Right.
That's it. What about you?
I think kind of like I want to work a little less. I want to work less, and I can't say travel more because we travel all the time, but, you know, doing things that I enjoy a little bit more, exercise and trying to eat right and just spending time with family and stuff, you know. Yeah. I want to spend more time with my family and do some things with my family a little bit more.
That's important. It's very, very, very important. Because you look back and you got the money and you've been working and you got the 50, the 25, 30 years at work, but you done missed all your child's childhood.
Exactly.
I'm not doing that.
Exactly.
I'm not doing that. So Rachel, did you read what she had, what she said?
Completing more projects and less making excuses. It's easy to make excuses. I know I've been making excuses all week for exercising. But I think I've been kind of just like a little blah this week because of the weather and just, I just, anybody else been feeling like a little blah this week?
You know what? I was doing that too, but then I chose to, you know, people say it, but it's real. Think happy thoughts.
Yes.
Think happy thoughts. Look at, like, I was looking at stuff on TV that was children getting kidnapped and all this stuff going on. And I'm like, I need to stop looking at this stuff. I need to stop looking at this stuff because it actually plays with you mentally.
Earlene, you've been feeling blah this week too. I think it's the weather. I think I'm a summer baby, so I like the sunshine. I like. She said, "Yeah, me too." The weather got me pushing the gym off. Yeah, I got a gym downstairs, and I ain't take my chunky tail down there this week.
Go downstairs, but, get on the treadmill.
But last week I was up at 7 o'clock, and I was down there. If I don't get it done in the morning, then I just won't do it. So tomorrow morning, my goal is to get down there at 7 o'clock in the morning, exercise.
I ain't been doing nothing.
And
but I have been drinking my beet juice and trying to get myself. It's good. It tastes great. The way I'm telling you, the way she juicing it, it tastes great. She mixed it with other stuff, and I could just drink it right on down.
You know what? When I was feeling a little off, I think my arm was low. I got me a little shot of beet juice. My husband gave me a shot of beet juice, and I just started perking. I'm like, okay, it's disgusting, but you know,
it's not. What kind of? When she comes on, she gonna have to tell you what to mix it with, because mine is sweet. It tastes like. Kind of, it's not bitter like cranberry juice, but it's that sweet side of cranberry juice. Mix it with something and it is so good. It's good. I can just drink it like I'm drinking apple juice or something. It's good. It doesn't taste bad at all.
I guess the other thing is I had to really contemplate ending a relationship this week with the Dallas Cowboys. They broke my heart this week. So that, I think they kind of had me a little off this week.
It ain't going nowhere.
I broke up.
If I haven't left my team yet, it ain't no reason. If you a real Dallas Cowboy fan, you going to stick and stay.
I don't know. But what do we preach? We need to get out of emotional, abusive relationships. I love them more than they love me, and it's just time for me to let them go.
I ain't ever letting the Redskins, Commanders, go. We're going to a Super Bowl before I die.
Okay. Ooh. Rachel, you think
I remember when I was little, we used to run this place.
Dallas Cowboys broke my heart Sunday.
DC4L. Go, Earlene.
I love them too. But this has been fun. Hopefully next week you guys will come back on. And what we got next week? Shoot.
We had one thing we have to say is we had to cancel the retreat because for some reason you guys love us. Now you listen to us, you play us and replay. But you will not come and spend time with us.
Exactly.
We love y'all. Y'all ain't loving us back. We planned the whole retreat down here in beautiful Savannah.
But I'm still coming to Savannah. We can do our whole retreat.
Come and hang out with us. We had some good speakers. We had some good events. We're going to eat some good food. So we're going to cancel it.
We talked about going to Essence, didn't we?
We are going to Essence. We're going to Essence.
Okay.
And we might even be, We might even find an opportunity to go live at Essence. So, you know, y'all pay attention. This is the year we're going to do some big things. We're going to do some big things, so watch out for us. Listen, we already starting out on the radio show.
Yes, definitely.
We are starting out on Hey Baby, our baby in the audience.
Hi, Jayla.
We're already starting out on the radio show. Thank you, Mr. Malcolm Ennis.
Yeah, that's
your song. Appreciate you believing in us.
We'll be on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get everything out to you guys and make sure that, you know, if you want to download the app or if you have the opportunity in your car, I don't know whether he's on Sirius or not or any of those, but we'll let you know. Mm-hmm. You can listen to us in your car. And if you don't have that, you can also listen to us on your favorite podcasting system like Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, all of those. We're out there. We may be a little bit behind because we upload it after we do our lives, about a week after we do our lives, but you can catch us on there as well.
Mm-hmm. We still getting a lot of followers too on the page.
We are. People like us, like I said, but you just don't want to come spend no time with us.
Oh, no.
Listen, we're going to let y'all go, but yes, we are going to be going to the Essence, and we're getting recognized out there. We are definitely getting recognized. Our podcast has been requested to be a part of different groups. Red and I will let you know about that. So pay attention. You might see your girls inspiring her on all different kinds of platforms. So
absolutely.
We will let you all know. All right. Anything else?
I think that is about it. I think it's time to say goodnight.
Well, we will see y'all again next Tuesday. And I do believe the 26th of January is when we will have the nutritionist on. I need to verify with her. But be prepared to learn how to live off of the natural fruits of the earth.
Yeah, it will either be the 23rd or the 30th.
Okay, well, maybe it's the... See, I told y'all. Need my calendar. I need my calendar. So maybe it is the 23rd. We'll let you know.
Oh, shoot, that's next week. Thomas, we all halfway through January now.
Halfway through January.
Already. I think
somebody asked, where do you get it? Rachel, I am in Savannah, Georgia. So, is she in Richmond?
Mm-hmm. She goes to my church. She's in this area.
If I were you, I would look for a nutritionist that juices, because that's what she does. She's a nutritionist and she does juicing for people in this area. I am purchasing my own juicer and purchasing a book that has the recipes in it. You can do it yourself if you dedicate yourself to it.
Okay.
I will let you all know how that goes. I ordered my juicer and I'm just waiting on it.
Okay.
It's expensive.
It is expensive. It's
very expensive when you're paying somebody to do the juicing for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could do it yourself, buying those items and stuff.
Yep. But anyway, all right.
We are here to inspire her, the total woman.
Yeah.
What the